Ndiyo mwaya keri ana pia mundo mubayena.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Here is Newsline. Indonesian and Chinese government signed for Memoranda of Understanding on Economic Cooperation, witnessed directly by President Prabowo Subianto and Premier Li Qiang at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Sunday. Beyond these four pivotal MOUs, the two nations also cemented their commitment to collaboration across eight additional key sectors. These areas of cooperation span vital fields from tourism, agricultural exports, traditional medicine, investment cooperation, as well as information and cultural exchange. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Sugiono emphasized Indonesia's commitment to encouraging peaceful resolution of the Myanmar crisis. He conveyed this recently at the extended informal consultation on the implementation of the five-point consensus held as part of the 46th ASEAN Summit at the Kuala Lumpur Convention Center, Malaysia. He then reiterated the importance of fully implementing ASEAN's five-point consensus by focusing on ending violence, expanding humanitarian assistance, and ensuring inclusive dialogue involving all stakeholders in Myanmar. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Bisikan memacu hasrat, desir-desir mimpi isyaratkan lagi dunia. Kamulah satu-satunya yang ternyata mengerti aku. Maafkan aku selama ini yang sedikit melupakanmu. Segala santun yang kau endap di jiwaku tak terisap dulu. Kini kecapkan sesalku, anyaman cintamu terkoyak buram mataku. Yeah. Sejuk tubuhku, sejuk pangkuan dirimu. Tak ingin terbungkus, terbungkus banyaknya salah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Leto. Leto is an Indonesian pop band from Yogyakarta, formed in 2004. The initial format of its members consisted of Noe on the vocal, Patup on the guitar, Arian on the bass, and Dedot on the drums. However, since 2016, Leto has added two new members, namely Cornel on the guitar and Widi on the keyboard. On January 18, 2025, finally, Leto released a new song titled Sebening Senja, or As Clear as Dusk. This song is Leto's latest single after a five-year hiatus. The song Sebening Senja is a pop song that tells the story of a person's journey in finding the magic and meaning of love. The lyrics are written by the vocalist Noe. Well, listener, let's enjoy the latest single of Leto, Sebening Senja. Enjoy!
Seandainya aku mengerti pedihnya rasa rindu ini, takkan berani ku bermimpi dan memilih untuk berlari. Karena cinta yang aku terima serpihan surga, rasa itu dan senyumanmu sebening senja.
Indonesia.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Muratioengo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore. I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Bagai matahari dan bulan purnama, aku dan dirimu tak lagi bersama. Di malam yang dingin penuh bintang-bintang, ku lihat potretmu dengan lain orang.
kenangannya.
Bubur kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Here is quote of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's quote of the day.
Meski hatiku
something that crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Bataknese music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Hasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality. Tribute songs of Hasapi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instrument like today. One of the popular instrument is Hasapi. Hasapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as chordophone. In principle, Hasapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Hasapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Hasapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinarily elder people, and the skills of making Hasapi is passed down to their offsprings. Hasapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds: Hasapi Ende and Hasapi Doa. Hasapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Hasapi Ensemble. Meanwhile, Hasapi Doal has the same principle with Hasapi Ende. However, in the playing, Hasapi Doal acts as the carrier of constant rhythm. The size of Hasapi Doal is a little bit bigger than Hasapi Ende. Irwan Saharahap, as Hasapi musicians, views that Hasapi has its own technique to be played.
Hasapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya
Hasapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hasapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony system, which are used in Hasapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately tres major. Hasapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as the escort music. Generally, Hasapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hasapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Hasapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hasapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a fiber material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listener, before we review on Hasapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hasapi musical strains with Batakese musician Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalanao.
Oh,
Kasapi can play all songs, from folk songs as well as Western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Kasapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is mi tone. The second one is do. The second tune is known as batak stem. The first string is for re, and the second one is for low sol. Kasapi does not own grip like guitar, so it is hard to play it. These things make tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Kasapi is made of a gyre wood which is grown surrounding Toba Lake. Besides, Kasapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree, so Kasapi is easier to be crafted. Besides being easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting. Then jackfruit log is dragged as the resonance plays for producing sound. Then the place is covered with thin wood. Kasapi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive. Well, listener, that is a short review about traditional musical instrument of Bataknese called Kasapi. We are going to give you another musical strain of Kasapi Doal and Kasapi Ende with Martogi Sitohang.
that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. Symphony of sights and sounds. Across the beautiful nature. We'll find the colors of paradise. Oh, what a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful. Wonderful Indonesia.
Baca, dan aku mengerti betapa merindunya dirimu akan hadirnya diriku di dalam hari-harimu bersama lagi. Kau tanyakan padaku kapan aku kembali lagi. Katamu kau tak kuasa melawan gejolak di dalam dada yang membara menahan rasa pertemuan kita nanti. Saat bersama dirimu semua kata rindu semakin membuatku tak berdaya menahan rasa ingin jumpa. Percayalah padaku, aku pun rindu kamu. Ku akan pulang melepas semua kerinduan yang cinta yang manis dalam suratmu. Kau katakan padaku saat ini ku ingin hangat pelukmu dan belai lembut kasihmu. Takkan ku lupa selamanya. Saat kau ada di sisiku semua kata rindumu semakin membuatku tak berdaya menahan rasa ingin jumpa. Percayalah padaku, aku pun rindu kamu. Ku akan pulang melepas semua kerinduan yang terpendam. Jangan katakan cinta menambah beban rasa. Sudah simpan saja sedihmu itu. Ku akan pulang melepas semua kerinduan yang terpendam. Semua kata rindumu semakin membuatku tak berdaya menahan rasa jumpa. Percayalah padaku, aku pun rindu kamu. Ku akan pulang melepas semua kerinduan yang terpendam.
Listener, as Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Some call es Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make es Gempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Manakah datangnya lintah dari sawah turun ke kali? Dari manakah datangnya cinta dari mata ke hati?
Orang bilang jatuh cinta itu rasa, orang bilang jatuh hati itu gelisah. Tapi jatuh cinta gak pernah berubah, tetap jatuh cinta. Oh jatuh cinta kapan saja,
tetap berjuta-juta rasanya. Resah gelisah, aduh neng itu mah biasa.
Oh jatuh cinta kapan saja, tetap berjuta-juta rasanya. Resah gelisah, aduh kang itu mah biasa.
makna datangnya lintah.
Dari sawah turun ke kali.
Dari manakah datangnya cinta?
Oh, dari mata ke hati.
Orang bilang jatuh cinta itu rasa.
Orang bilang jatuh hati itu gelisah.
Tapi jatuh cinta gak pernah berubah. Tetap jatuh cinta lagi.
Tetap jatuh cinta lagi.
Oh jatuh cinta kapan saja. Tetap berjuta-juta rasanya. Kesah gelisah. Aduh neng itu mah biasa. Oh jatuh cinta kapan saja. Tetap berjuta-juta rasanya. Kesah gelisah. Aduh itu mah biasa. Aduh itu mah biasa. Oh jatuh cinta berjuta rasanya.
Baby I'm stuck with you.
Baby I'm stuck with you. Rasa gelisah berjuta-juta rasa.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Maluku entitled Hela Rotan. The song Hela Rotan tells the story of a Moluccan folk game. In this game, the players will pull the rotan until it breaks, which is accompanied by music from Java. The lyrics, "The rotan has broken the ends of the two bakudapa," or "When the rotan has broken, the two tips of the rotan must meet," means that although sometimes they have to compete, they all stay united. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Maluku Province, Indonesia, entitled Hela Rotan by Tania. Happy listening!